main theme that underlies Rosh Hashanah and the Atzeres and Mei Tshuva is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We change from Hakel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh. Change Hamelech HaMishpat. Every other Yontif, we say, HaKadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. In Rosh Hashanah, we say, Melech HaKol Oretz, the Kaddish Yisrael V'Yom HaZikoron. Malchus. If you don't say Melech HaKol Oretz, and you just say, you have to go back because you missed the theme of Rosh Hashanah. In Yom Kippur, we don't say the Kaddish Yisrael Yom Kippur. Melech Moch v'Soleach Melech. What does Malchus mean? Nowadays, if you're from the UK, you know Malchus means one big bluff of pageantry and make believe that the person has any real position. Well, every day we makabu o malchus shemayim v'shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, let's just first translate the words shema Yisrael. I think every translation I've ever seen says here, Machlokas Tanoim, what Shema means here. And here, to understand. Ripaskin means understand. I mean, there's a chiyuv, understand Hashem. Yudke Vovke. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world Yesh Mayayim. Ayim means there wasn't empty space, there wasn't time, there was nothing except the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but nothing. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought the entire, all the raw material of the world into existence. In a second, and the basic machlokas between us and the idea of Big Bang. Big Bang means there was something there first, and then it just exploded. We say there was nothing. Yesh Mayayim. Yesh Mayesh. And he created existence. And what do we say in our davening? We have two brachas before. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. They explain what Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is about. Hamachadesh b'tuva b'chol yom tom en maaseh b'reishis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is continuing to give existence to this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu will withdraw that process of giving existence to this world. The world will just disappear. So not only he gave existence and created it, he continues to give existence. Hoya, over the year, he's the yisod of all the existence of anything and everything that happens in this world. That's Yudke Vavke. Elokeinu. Now here we have a very interesting thing. Elokim here, the Torah explains, is Baal HaKochos Kulam. That he is the cause of anything and everything that happens in this world. That means, there's a medrash. It's not a blade of grass that grows. What is malach? We'll explain that in a second. If there's a blade of grass growing outside, there is a malach, a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tells it to grow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is causing it to grow. You need all the ingredients. You need the seed, you need the earth, you need the water, You know everything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it wrong. A Malach, the Rambam explains this Maimon Chazal, the direct Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu willfully instructs anything and everything that happens in this world. But it's not nature. It's not a blind force of nature. It's a conscious HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a basic stira. The word all came. It means he is running every detail in this world. But Elokim Shalano, he made a special bris with us that we have a unique relationship with him. So when we're Makabal Amachu Shemayim, it's not just Makabal, the one who created the world. He is our Melech. He's the Melech HaKol Haaretz, but he's a unique Malchus of Klal Yisrael. We'll get to that. Echad, because there are many different kochot. No, it's all. He is the single unique cause of anything and everything that happens in this world. That's Kabbalah. That is the first step of Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim. Realize that God's Baruch Hu is the source of all existence. He causes everything. He runs everything in a conscious way. Nothing happens in this world unless he makes it happen. At least statement. And that's why Shema Yisrael is the center. What's the first bracha? Yotzer Ovar Choshech. First bracha talks about the Brias HaOlam. He created anything and everything that happened that existed in Israel. Hamel Haaretz. But doesn't say Hayel Haaretz. He bara shemesh. He makes when the sun rises, Kishbar who's causing it. Not automatic chemical reactions. Who's making those chemical reactions work? And there are two cheshbonos here. Cheshbon number one, Cheshbon created a bria here. He made a very complex bria, very complex. And all of science is really trying to do one thing. What do we say? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, set up the world, it wasn't random. That there's laws of nature. If I read this, it falls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the laws of nature. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go right, it doesn't go left, it falls. And it does it all the time. In order to have a functioning world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up in a way that is regularity. And it goes according to laws of nature. The first marker for anything, there's such a thing called laws of nature in them, is Tehillim. Chok notzan velo yavu, we say in the third Hallelujah in the morning. It goes with absolute laws. What a science. And there's tremendous chokhmah the way it was set up. Hashem b'chochma yotzad oretz, the Pesuk says. And what is all of science trying to do? Trying to understand the chochma HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exists and when, how the world works, those discovering the laws of nature. What is that to understand the chochma? It goes with a regularity. But the regularity is based on an underlying chokhmah. And that's what science is all about. But even though it's with regularity, teva, but still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it willfully. That's just the regularity with in the chokhmah with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. So if I let this go and it falls, so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it fall. Newton has his laws of gravitation. Two bodies attract each other. But that's just a description of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Now, so the first bracha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Hamel Ha'aretz is taking care of the physical world. V'ladorim Aleha Baracham. And he's taking care of all the human beings in this world. There's a very fundamental difference between the way he runs nature, Hamela Aretz, and when it deals with Hadorim Aleha, people who live here. Why? The laws of nature, Achok Nosam V'lo Yav, they're absolute. So if I drop a brick out the window and there's someone underneath it, it's going to hit him on the head. No rachm. No deviation. Well, only in a Nes Goli does a Kodesh Baruch do that, which is very rare. Well, Ador Malaho, it's clear that we believe it, it's Barachamim. He's running everything. One is absolute, one is done Barachamim. So then, we have the whole bracha. I'm a chadish b'vuchot omar. Rabu ma'asecha. Shem kulam v'choch mo'ot sifso. It's choch mo'ot. So, the first bracha of Kabbal Zomach to Shemayim is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the physical world. In accepting the fact that I'm not running the physical world. What was Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah assumed, developed, that there are many kochos in this world. Shemesh is a koach, moon is a koach, the winds are kochos, all sorts of kochos. So if we can control those kochos, control the world, who needs a Kadosh Baruch? There's an assumption those kochos somehow are independent. There's no independence to any koch. He's the single source of all koch in this world. That's Achdus HaKadosh Baruch. But there's a second bracha in Kabbalah also tomorrow. Talks about everything Limud Torah. Limud Torah is part of Kabbalah also tomorrow. And we talk about three levels of Limud Torah. Abba Rabba of Tonshtim, Chemlo Godol, Viseyu Chomal Tolem. It's tremendous love HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Chemlo Godol, Favur Avasen Shabbat Hu Vacha, Vatlam Dem Hu Keichai. That is the beginning of these memoirs of that Siv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Torah to Avraham Avinu. He taught him how to live life. Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He saw through the Sheker of Avodah Zarah and through his own tremendous understanding, he understood his one God. But your own understanding takes you just so far. Just so far. Then the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, you gone as far as you can go. Now I'm revealing everything to you. Medrash began to Lech Lecha. So, and he taught him Torah. That's what we say every day. But Lamdei Chukei Chaim, it's not some sort of a fantasy. We say it in the davening. So what do we say? Kein Tchonenu Slamdeinu. Now, there's a difference. Avraham Avinu between HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us and how we taught Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu got to a certain point. Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then taught him Torah. There were no Sfarim, no previous, there's no Kabbalah of Torah. It was before Moshe went up to Har Sinai. And he learned that Torah. And he knew how to act and how to behave. Kent Chonenu Slamdenu. What is Chonenu? Atu Chonen Lo Odom Das. Malabe Lenish. Teach us, give us the wisdom and the details. But what does that mean? I'm not waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to me how to keep Shabbos. No. I mean, give me the ability when I learn Torah to understand. We'll see later as we go. To know how to act. Give me the ability just to know. When I learn Torah, I'll know what to do. Ken chaneinu slamdeinu. Avos shevam. Then we say, the same belief beinu, lohovenu lachaskil. It's not just, but there are different levels of limud haTorah. One technically knowing what to do. First level. Second level. Second level, the Hovin al Haskel, to understand it. And then there's a third level, the Hoyer in any business. You know, you work, you understand, and all of a sudden your eyes light up. I got it. Now, I have a real deep understanding of it. And what happens after that? That means if you really understand Masechta Shabbos, your Shabbos is different. Connected. Every time you do something, every time you try to do something. See, this is motto, this is also, you're thinking the whole Shabbos about Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk about Yachad. What is Yachad? That means as follows. People nowadays, the whole world has ADD, ADHD, ADD, whatever they have. They're thinking about this, they're thinking about that, hard to concentrate, hard to know what you're doing. People have problems of focus. No. When I grew up, when television was just coming into being, the person went to the movies, had to sit there for an hour and a quarter, it was intermission, got popcorn. But you had to focus on something an hour and a quarter. In comes television. Focus on something for 13 minutes between commercials. Comes the internet and you jump around and you don't focus on anything for more than 10, 15 seconds. You don't focus. But if you have an intense focus and there's nothing else in your mind at that time, it's Yachid Levavenu Li'avo Yerishmel, Yichud Haleis. I have tefillas Geshem. Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. Yaakov Avinu was Yichud Lev. There was this massive rock on top of the Be'er, you know, Rashi and Chumash. And by absolute single-minded focus, he was able to take it off. A tremendous power. Yaakov. single-minded focus, you know that this is it. No distractions, nothing. And that is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And then we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then what's the afterwards? The moment the person realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of anything, everything in this world, and there's nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving source of anything, then a person, if he understands it properly, will want to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ahavas Hashem. Now the Sifri asks, "What Chetzed Derech Avod also? You have to is Hashem Elokecha, v'chalavo v'chal nafshecha v'adecha." So Sifri says, "How do you get there? Not so easy." V'ha'yu hadvarim ra'ei Hashem Elokim etzavcha yom alav v'chalim ratova. Has been in your mind, shinat v'manech, clear understanding. Dibart upon, that's what you talk about. Stand down, talk about dvarim b'tevim, divaytova. So that's where Limud Torah is the essential. That's what connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot understand the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we can't understand. So how do we connect to Him? All the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this world is able of containing is in the Torah. By connecting our minds to the Dvar Hashem, connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything, the cause of everything, and He's running the world, and He gave us a Torah, how to lead our lives. You want to connect to Him? How do you do that? Through Gimel HaTorah. That's where Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim and Limud Torah come together. So we have Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim and Limud Torah. That's an essential part of Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. Now, so Rosh Hashanah is Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is split as follows. That's an essential part of the davening. The Chovit in Rashi, the Ramban, on the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do you mean Hashem Echad? Simple way, all translations have it. Is he's currently the single source of everything. But that really is Hashem Elokeinu too. So, my focus is Hashem Echad now, or Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu now, who's Elokeinu. We recognize Him as that. Someday the world will accept Him as Echad. And that is where major part of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah revolve around we accept you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we pray to the time that the world will accept you. Olenu l'shabeach Adon HaKov Seis k'du v'yotzim shoson k'du v'yotzim shoson chakim sh'mishtach v'hev l'kispan v'yotzim nach k'oron v'hemelach v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Sh'hu noted shamayim v'yotzim. He runs everything. He says, "Follow Hashem, Shnatzuru." Who Elokeinu? Who's he? May be up all the way upstairs, separate, but he's Elokeinu. But Shemayim and Ma'al on the one hand, Heaven's Malkeinu. There is no other ruler in this world. He runs it all. Heaven's lost. So there's nothing besides. We accept it now. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being His arm that's man gives that message to the world. Al kinechav is, but therefore we hope this maybe says have gilul in our eyes, get rid of that verse. And how do we end the bracha on Rosh Hashanah? The yeda kopo u kiyato fiyalto. The oven called yitzur kiyato yitzarta. Yoma kolashen shoma bi apo hashem okay so mel homa kutsu bakom shoma. But now kachenu mitzisacha. Basically, we're saying, we accept you, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that. We daven that some of the whole world will someday accept you. That will have Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself. Now, I'm going to say that we have this booklet. It's in from tons of Maamar Chazal. Everything says, explaining the chshivas of Limeratov. And in Elo, they're preparing for Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the tools to Malchus, understanding what Limeratov is, the power of Limeratov, which is unfortunately not understood in this world. Limeratov is a very powerful thing. It connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's powerful, just the impact on the human being. But Limeratov also is such a powerful mitzvah. That's what sustains Klal Yisrael and gives Klal Yisrael the reason to exist. It protects Klal Yisrael. So, Mirza Shembli Netta will continue talking about Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those who, for the people who are not aware, please inform them for Shir Aleph and Zavad Wednesday at 9. We're discussing Yonim and Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah and Rosh Hashanah, how it all comes together.